Okay. Let's welcome everyone back from your station. Yesterday we learned that Kedel B'Chaveray gets Malkis by Ebe Sheva Pruta. Somebody's Kedel B'Chaveray, a Chavala, that's not a Sheva Pruta. So the Gemara said you get Malkis because there's no Mamet. But if there is a Sheva Pruta, so we said the Feirish Rips of Teira, Chavala, what is it? Kedel B'Chaveray, Le Teshlumin. Even though normally you give Malkus and Amamin, but Hayais, that the Torah, the Pharisee said you pay Mamin, so, and you need Rishachas for Loishtei Rishayis, and they left. So the clear that the Bachanan was clearing was, what happens if someone is Mazik someone more than a Shavakruta? And if he's Mazik more than a Shavakruta, so now the Chayvel gets Hashlumin and not Malkus. Because the preparation of Satira Chayvel B'Chaveray and the Teshlumin. So the question was, if the Nechbal, if the person who's entitled to be paid, is Michael the Sheva Pruta, he wants the person who hit him to get Malkus. He wants to pay him a Sheva Pruta, he's not interested. He'd rather the person get Malkus. So he's going to be Michael him. He's going to be Michael to say, I don't want you to pay me. Now will the person get Malkus? Because now there's no Teshlumin. If it's not Teshlumin, maybe they should be Malkus. That was declared, that Rabbi Chanan declared that I mentioned to you yesterday. And we mentioned, I think, three Nakudas yesterday. First, Rabbi Chanan's Raya from Makis Tafezah, and Taisis in Makis Tafezah. Taisis there said that if you chayvel in a ger, somebody's chayvel in a ger, more than a Sheva Pruta. So now he has to pay, he doesn't get Malkus. And then, before they go to the Dintaira, the ger dies. They leave no relatives. Now the ger died. So you're chayvel in a ger. You have to pay him money, you died. So Bezin tells you, we have good news for you and bad news for you. The ger dies. So the good news is, you don't have to pay. We'll come pay. Because the ger died, he has no yarshim, so you don't have to pay. The bad news is, the ones who don't have to pay, they're going to get Malkus. Hashtag serious. I mentioned yesterday the Rambam sheet that it's a class. Maybe the Rambam will help it. That's Kiddush. The Hashtag is making it. So the ger dies, you put the famamin. Memela, you chayav Malkus. So says Rabbi Chanan, what do we see from this? We see that even though b'shas b'maisa aveira, you should have been chayav mamin and not Malkus, because the ger was alive when you were chayvel. So obviously at that moment it would have been mamin and not Malkus. But later, before Bez the Paskins, if the chayav mamin falls off, whatever zaitigi reason. So then the Chiyav Malkus comes on. So the same thing here. Somebody is chayveling you a chavala, that's a Sheva Pruta. So b'shas the chavala, there's a Chiyav Mamin and no Chiyav Malkus. If before you get to Bezdin and you're Michael the Chiyav Mamin, then the Malkus should come back. Then the Chiyav Malkus should return. Do the same thing. So the Rabbi Chanan says, Lachinami, you're going to be Michael, it's going to work. If you're going to be Michael, then the person should be Chayiv Mamas. They should be Chayiv Mamas.
What about after
the Paskin, then the Mechila won't help him. What is Bezdin Paskin? So they Paskin Moshachas, then they Paskin Shereshayas. So I think the whole player is only before Bezdin. Once Bezdin Paskin, the Bezdin really Paskin. It's Paskin Chayiv Mamas. Bezdin was Machayiv Arisha. You could be Michael. But Bezdin was still Machayiv. You can't say Bezdin wasn't Machayiv. This was the raya for Makis Rabbi Chanan. The second point I mentioned to you yesterday is that this, of course, makes a lot of sense based on what Chaim decided. That by really, which is really Rashi Baba Kama, we said for Reb Chaim that Misa and Malkus, that Malkus and Mamon, they really are two chiyuvim. Two chiyuvim exist. Just that we can only give you a punishment of one. Rishachas, Atam Achayiv, Atam Achayiv, Rishay Rishay. But they both exist. So according to that, this also fits in well. That they both exist. Just we can only give you one. If he was my fault. So Bez is not giving you the chiyuv Mamon. So you get a chiyuv Malkus. So that this fits well with the third thing that I mentioned yesterday, which is also in Rav Ochanan, which is that Rav Ochanan says it's a raya from Lamed Beis Amid Aleph by Ula. Ula said that normally Yechayiv, when it's Mamon and Malkus, you Yechayiv Mamon and not Malkus. That was Ula's Shita. And normally Mamon and Malkus, you give Mamon, you don't give Malkus. So how does it ever help you get Malkus? The Gemara said, "Bimafuta." If you mafata a woman, which the way we understood it means that the woman is Michael. Mafata means she agreed, so she was Michael the money. And then you get Malkus. So Ula is saying the Farish that even though if you ma'anis a woman, you would pay and not get Malkus, but if she agrees to the bia, which means that she's Michael the money, so then you get Malkus. So you see that being Michael is Mechayiv your Malkus. You see, if the woman is Michael, so you don't have to pay, then Malkus kicks in. Just like the Gemara said that later, oh, but it should be the same thing here in our case, later Rabbi Yechon. This is all yesterday's cheshbon. What? It's not a case. All I'm showing from Rabbi Chanan showing from Ger, he's not calling it a case of Achilah. Rabbi Chanan is saying, what's our class? Do we say, come later, the rabbi made the path of Malkus at the time that he hit him? That at that time, there's a fee of Mamas, there's no Malkus. Or we say, no, we look at the time they go to bed. When they go to bed, how does it work? From Ger, we see that the two Malkus is in bed when they, at the time they go to bed. Not originally. It's that again, originally when you hit the ger, you would be chayav mamon and not malchus. Later when you go to Beis Din, the ger is dead, so it's all known. Just the kunda that it goes to the time you go to Beis Din, that's a raya in the case of ger. Now Mameila by Mechila should be the same thing. Even though at the time you hit him, it was chayav mamon. But by the time you got to Beis Din, the mamon came off. Now it came off a different reason. But we should go according to the time you go to Beis Din, not according to the time you go to Beis Din. Yes, it does, and Rabbi Chanan doesn't talk about it. I think once Beis Din Paskin is no double jeopardy. Once Beis Din Paskin, a Chiyuv Mamon and not a Chiyuv Malkus, that's the shot. Michael Lai, now there's a clair. Let's talk about the Essen clair of Mechila, and then we'll see how it plugs in back into Rabbi Chanan. Is declared by Mechila how Mechila works. If you owe me money, then I'm Michael you. Now, if I'm Michael you, then the Chai goes away. Chai doesn't exist. If you owe me money, I just don't ask you to pay. So the Chai exists, you don't have to pay, because I'm not today. But if I'm Michael you, the Chai disappears. The Chai goes away. How does the Chai go away? You owe me money. Right now you owe me money. The Karka's Meshuvah to me. I say, I'm Michael Lechai. What happened? What is this concept of Mechila? How does Mechila work? How does Mechila work? So there are two ways to understand Mechila, which the Matnas Rayan, Milchus Zechia, Mehefker, Simon Yad Aleph talks about, and many, many Achrayim after him. But there are two ways to understand Mechila. One way to understand Mechila is that it's a silo. I remove myself from this. The Tevea removes himself from this din mamon, and then maybe you don't have to pay. It's a silo or a hafkar. It's a chiddush, if there's such a thing as Mechila. It's a new thing. But this new thing called Mechila works, that I can remove myself from the din, and maybe you don't owe anybody money. Just like if a ger doesn't have Yarshim dies, the chay goes away. Then if a person's married, the chay goes away. Tafka.
Or else you could learn
the mechila is a hakna. That I'm makna to you the chayv that you owe me. You owe me money. So when I'm meichel, I'm giving it back to you. I'm makna to you. Ki'ilu kibalti, as if I was paying. You owe me something. Owe someone something has a value. Someone owes you money, it has a certain value. That thing that you owe me money, mechila is that I'm makna it back to you. Now, there's a story in all of the English books that have Rabbi Keller has in his books, Rabbi Krohn, you probably heard of it, the three Dine Torah of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Ditcher. Story about how Rabbi Yitzchak was a miser in town, and once when he died, Rabbi Yitzchak went to his Levaya, and everyone said, "Why are you going?" He said, "I had three Dine Torah with him." And each one of the three Dine Torah showed how this person secretly was a big Baal Tzedakah. So one of the three Dine Torah in these books is that somebody wanted to borrow money from him. He told the person, "Who's the Arif? You have no Arif. I want to lend you." So the person said, "The Rabbi Moshe will be my Arif." He said, "Fine." They lent the money. They said, "Rabbi Moshe is my Arif." They came, whatever, half a year later, the person came to pay. So the rich man told him, "You don't have to pay, your Arif paid. Your Arif paid me already." He said, "What are you talking about?" No, but it shows any money. So they went to a din Torah. So if you look in the different storybooks, they have a different version. Some have that the usher won all three Dine Torah, some that he lost all three Dine Torah, like different versions of the story. Which goes to show you can't prosper the stories, right? So when I learned a few stories, I was thinking it would be a nice thing to go through what's the halacha type. All three stories. Well, if it came to the Torah today, what would be the psak? The Baruch was my Arif, and he said the Arif paid. So what would happen? So, what would be? So I think it like this. The Baruch can't be an Arif. That's what you say. The Baruch Shalom's Arif. The Baruch Shalom's not Pasha Vareh. If you make a Baruch Shalom an Arif, he's not mechuyev to pay. So what's really happening? What's really happening is that the rich man is saying, "I'm Baruchel B'chayev. Baruch Shalom gave me money, I don't want you to pay." It's really happening. No such thing that God is an Arif. Unless God comes down and signs a shtar to be an Arif, it doesn't happen. No such thing. What it is it's a mechila. And the poor man is saying, "I don't want a mechila. I want to pay." That'll be the din Torah. So what's the din Torah? Could a malva be meichel a laiva with a laiva that doesn't want the mechila? That's what din Torah really is. Could a malva be meichel a laiva against his will? Someone owes you money, you want to be meichel. He says, "I don't want to mechila, I want to pay you." I never had such a shiloh, right? The malva says, "I want to be meichel," and he says, "No, I want to pay." Who wins? Who wins in such a case? The Machne Ephraim says, it's probably the two ways to learn mechila. Machne Ephraim says, does mechila work while karkach of the laiva? Telling you what mechila is. If you learn the first way that mechila is a siluk, that you can remove yourself from the chayv, so it has nothing to do with the life. If I remove myself, you owe me money, I remove myself from the din. Meneva, you don't owe me any money. Nothing to do with you. That mechila was about karma. If you learn that mechila is hakna, that the malva is makna to the laiva, discuss that the laiva owes the money. Discuss this. Well, it's something I'm makna to you. So that you can't be makna something to someone against his will. The person's never kinda something, you need to ask kinda. The kinda has to be masking to be kinda. So the kinda says, "I don't want to be kinda," then it doesn't work. You don't say Zachalad about Kafa. Zachalad is like the fun of. He says, "I don't want." He's not doing it. We just assume that he wants until we find out. If he doesn't want, he can't be Zachalada if he doesn't want. So if it's Achna, it doesn't work. So the Matan Ephraim says it's totally in these two mouths.
What if I was throwing money at him? So
he's not kind of the money.
Not
kind of
the money.
If you throw money at someone, he doesn't want to be kind of. And more than that, if you're Zachar Mardim Shloi Bechad, if you pick something up for him, and he says, I don't want it. That kind of a car thing. What? The money, it either would be half, half wouldn't be half, if half belonged to the original person. The original person never mind to be master. The original person wanted to give it to Plain. Plain doesn't want it, so who? What? See, look, is my shackle. It's not a clay.
You don't want it.
What do you mean? Massage stuff from a piece of the album?
Clay.
Clay. If you massage stuff from a clay, so the clay doesn't exist anymore. Clay doesn't exist. If you only attack now, then the clay doesn't exist. You see, he didn't accept the mechila, so the clay still exists. Avni Maluin has the same clay, it's in the Sadi Gimel Sukkot Zayim. I'm sure about word for word the Machna Frayim. Except that he paskins that Mechila does work Bal Karka. Stifler. Did he say Takhtar? He says they create that's a civil. The Stifler in Sanhedrin, Simin Hay, brings another list of Nafkaninas, Menach Nefrayim. One of his Nafkaninas, if a cut and be kind of things, yeah, Nafkaninas. But Chacheras Machna, somebody could be Machna. That's only if he reached an age, it's got to be at least, let's say, 4 or 5 years old, where, right, you give him a rock, he throws it away, you give him money, he keeps it. Right, throw the zaka, he goes to night. You have to have a little bit of intelligence. If you take a two-year-old, and you makna something to a two-year-old can't be kinder. There's no pinyan. To a two-year-old. So Stifler says, what happens if a two-year-old owes you money? Father died and left Yerusha, the Chayyus, and Yerusha. Yerusha is more than the Chayyus, so the Chayyus still carry on. And you're Michael to the 2-year-old. Does Mechila work to a cup, to a small cup? If you learn, it's a Kenyan, you can't be knocking anything to a cup at that age. If it's a Siluk, so then I can be myself. So then it does work. Or another nafkamina he has. Shaykh would be the same thing. Yeah. Or another nafkamina he brings. If somebody has an Eved Kenani. And he's Michael, the Eved Kenani, Maisa Yada. Eved Kenani, whatever he earns, his work is Meshubba to me. And I'm Michael to him. I want to be Michael to him. He worked today and he was paid. So I'm Michael and he doesn't have to give me the money. Does Mechila work by an Eved Kenani? He says, if Mechila is a Siluk, it works. I can be Mesalik myself. The Eved Kenani has money, he's supposed to give it to me. I'm Mesalik myself, he doesn't have to give it to me. What? I have an Eved Kenani. And my neighbor calls me, he says, you know, can you come to work in my house today? He goes to work, and he gives me the money, and he's supposed to give me the money, right? So before he gives me the money, I'm like, okay, can I tell you today, you can keep the money for today. Never Kenani, he can own something that someone else gives him. The other can't give anything to Never Kenani. Say the one, yeah. So the Stifler says, when? The easiest case is he was Michael after the person worked and was paid.
He was already paid.
Yeah, but can I have the money in his hand? That's true. Now, the other kind is a person. The other kind has a chiyuv to give me the money. I'm the other. So that depends. If Mechila is a siluk, so it could work here too. Money was given to me. The other kind holds it. The other kind is a yid, right? He has a yid between Mrs. Kadashi. He's a person. Not a shard. A person, he's holding it in his hand. He's obligated to give it to me. If it's a siluk, I can be misaligned myself from the money. And then the money, he can keep the money. It was said he can keep it. Let me just finish. If it's a hakna, an oden can't be makna anything to his eved, because the eved's hand is like the oden's hand. It's like if I take something in my right hand, I put it in my left hand, but you credit to someone, it doesn't work. I want to be zeicha to you. I take something in my right hand, put it in my left hand, I say I'm credit to you. It doesn't work. It's all one hand. Same thing, you can't be makna something to an eved kanani. It doesn't work. Let's say I want to make an eved. I'll give the master to eved kanani, I should be credit to you. It doesn't work. You can't be makna something to an eved, because the eved kanani has no kinyan. Then it's a siluk, it works. I can be misal myself, the eved can keep it. If it's a haknah, it can't work. It can't be makna. It can't be makna. It's considered yada.
Yeah.
The other has a chiyuv to give it back to me. Could be.
Why?
Because he brings a ritva, he talks about this case to be patient to Shabbat. In other words, he talks about this case because there is a ritva who says that it doesn't work, and he wants to think, right, that ritva holds it, and he'll go to the Tzadik. Because he talks about this case because he's a ritva on Kiddushin, that's your test. He talks about this case. So when they bring a riot that the ritva sheet is, that it wants the Tzadik. Because the ritva talks about it, that's why. So, Lechaira, now getting back, this is the Machna Frayim's Kler, the Avin Lund Kler, the Snipler. Getting back to our Shiloh, what was our Shiloh? Someone is Chayvul B'Chaveh, right? And now the friend is Michael. Do we say, now the friend is Michael, so now we'll get Malchus. So if you wanted to siluk, so then it makes sense that he should do the chayim malchus, because there is no chayim mamon. There's no chayim mamon. When I'm a salik, you owe me money for kavala, you are chayvul in me, and I'm a salik myself. Now there is no chayim mamon. If it's a siluk, then the whole double chayim should fit. If, however, mechila is ki ilu ki balti, that you owe me money, the chayim exists, and now I'm knocking it back to you. Then it should be that you're part of Malchus, because the Chiyuv Mamon exists. My Mechila doesn't say there is no Chiyuv Mamon. It says you owe me, and now I'm making it to you, so we're even. You owe me money for the Chabalah. Mechila is that I'm making it back to you, so Chiyuv Kibalti. So Rabbi Chanan himself laments this, that L'chayla, his whole Chiddush, that if someone's Mazik, you're Shavakut, then you're Michael, who'll get Malchus, makes sense if Mechila is a siluk. If it's a siluk, so it makes a lot of sense. If Mechila is a haknah, that means the Chiyuv Mamon still exists. And just that the Chiyuv Mamon exists, just that I'm not giving it back to you, so then we should say, come with the Rami, if the Mamon exists, it should have to be for Malchus. Why am I not getting paid the Mamon? Because I gave it back to you. You gave me a Chiyuv Mamon, I give you a Chiyuv. Even then. This is the second akuda in this thing. So this whole level fun makes sense if you learn, say what we said yesterday, that when you make for money, Bezdin will still be Mechayev Malchus, because Bezdin could be Mechayev or Risha Malchus. That's yesterday's akuda. And today's akuda is that it makes more sense if you learn that he was a siluk, which seems to be the ikur anyway. It was a siluk, so the name was. There's a Gemara in Hamimiyach.
Famous Gemara. Tanai chai fitin behind my desire. What does that mean? Tanai chitin.
You say I owe you a bushel of chitin. Behind the light beside him, I say, no, I only borrowed a bushel of barley, which is worth less. What's the Gemara Shaila? Gemara Shaila is that called the might of the Mikzas? Tanei Chitim, behind the light beside him. You say, I owe you $1,000, a bushel of the Chitim. I say, I only owe you $100, a bushel of the Chitim. Gemara says, you're part of it. not only don't I have to pay you the chitim, but I also do not have to pay you the sa'irim.
Why?
I don't have to pay the sa'irim. You say, are you chitim? I say, are you sa'irim? You say, are you $1,000 worth of wheat? I say, are you $100 worth of barley? So why shouldn't I at least have to pay the $100 worth of barley? So Rashi says, because when you're tadeya chitim, you're being meichel sa'irim. In fact, it was tadeya him chitim. He said, that's Jom, Yoli chitim. The fact that it was tadeya him chitim, of course, it has to be that Tviya was in the way that he's saying, this is all you owe me. He says, on this and this day, I want your chitim. He says, no, that day was sa'irim. The first person is not being tadeya sa'irim that flies in the chitim. It's a big chitim. That's the din of Tana Chitim by Rabbi Aaron Papa. So the Shoyim Umeishi says that this Gemara is a raya to the Machne Frayim's prayer. Mechila Bal Karkaf works on that. How's it a raya? How's it a raya? The Tevea said, I owe you all Mechitim. I'm Michael Messiah. Did the Nitpa want the Mechila? Pay the way the Siren. He says, no, I owe you a Siren. So we see he doesn't want the Mechila. He's paid the way the Siren. He says, I owe you a Siren. He says, I'm prepared to pay you for Siren. And yet, the Mechila works. He's Potter. So we see Tana Chita, paid the way the Siren. Potter is a proof that Mechila works. Because we see the person's paid the way the Siren. He's saying, I'm ready to pay the Siren. Means he doesn't want the Mechila. He's ready to pay. And yet the Mechila works. This is his raya to be patient to Matan Ephraim. I have a Matan Ephraim with our guys on the bottom. But he says, this is a raya. Is it a good raya? Is it a good raya that Mechila works about Tasha?
I'm
old.
I'm not going to pay. But I'm not paying
the chitim. You'd say it better than that.
Rashi says he is
the chitim. Rashi says, if I think about the story of your prophet, that's the chitim on the side. That's a chitim, that's what Rashi says. When I chitim, I like the story. Someone comes over to you and he says, you know, you borrow, you would never borrow chitim or sa'irim, right? But he says, you owe me, someone says, you owe me, well, can we owe you already? Most people are not such big lamdanim to know that he was much of the water. No? The person came over and said, what's your case of this and that? So you know it was a case of something else. Does that mean you don't want the mechila? Usually, Tana Chaykin, by the way, the siren, he's telling him, oh, you make a mistake, it wasn't keeping the siren. Is he saying, I don't want the Mechila? That's Rashi's Chiddush, that's called the Mechila. The Chiddush that Rashi says, John the Gemara. It's not a riot, he doesn't want the Mechila. Could be that as soon as somebody explains to him, you know, Tana Chaykin, the siren, you're off the for the siren. So, it could be he'll accept it. It means I'm not accepting it. If you say, what's your case of this? I say, no, the case of something else. That means I'm saying, I don't want a Mechila. Of course I want a Mechila. I love when people are making money I owe them. I'm just correcting what you say. You say, are you this? I say, no, I owe you something else.
People in the bar, they don't want to pay back.
Most people want to pay back, but if someone's Michael, maybe most people would accept a Mechila. You want somebody to buy you something. He's a friend of yours, and he bought you something, he says, you know, I'm like, most people would accept it. Yeah? So you want to pay people back, but most people, but you want to pay back, but if this is Michael, he's Michael. Yeah. Just send him a ton of cash, yeah, but not everyone's a friend of my father.
Why?
You see what I'm saying? It's not Sharia. It's a kash of the Gemara Miniyach. Why is the Mechila Bitar? But it's not the Raya. It's not such a strong Raya that it should work out. Okay, before we move on,
there's an akuda in Tosfos which is very important. Tosfos Shalai Hashem. In the middle of the Tosfos, the third line, Mechayu Boim Shneim. Tosfos here talks about a certain case. The Shaykh is to the Gemara directly, I'm not discussing. Then I take this case. The third line of Tosfos Shalai Hashem. Mechayu Boim Shneim, may I see some like Hashazama. If you have to pay two things because of Kashazama, good luck. Sha'idu alacha shaiti shemra al ishtai, balachai be mammon a malchus. So is maiti shemra on his wife, he's chayat malchus, and mammon. There's a cut, chayat malchus. So now you're mazim the Eidim, in like in umashem. So Taisa says you don't get both. Eidim zayim and don't get both. You try to be mechayat son for being maiti shemra, which is mammon a malchus, you mazim them, Taisa says you don't get both. Eidim the rumori, the rishi. Lo mistaver shalei yu chayavin mamin umalkis b'kai ka'avna kivin shalotzu l'chai v'yishneya. I just want to understand these words of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Svara. Any rayas, Svara. Svara we could all be able to. Eidim say that a man is mighty shema on his wife. Chayav malkis and mamin. Knas mighty shema. By 100 shkala. May Kesef, and he has to pay, and he gets Malkus. And he makes the Shema. So he would get both. Now you might as well do. What should the Eidim get? So Taisa, as far as they get both. What's as far? The husband is far. Far of the reed. Very black as far. What's as far? Normally I don't give somebody my mom Malkus and Mamin. Two Eidim try to be Mechayev someone Malkus and Mamin, might be Shemra, and we're Mazin them, then you should give up. That's all right, Yankee. One punishment. Isn't that one punishment? Let's say Beza says you get 39 malchus. Is that 39 punishments? Is it going to be the 8 in the veil, or are you going to get 39 punishments? They say, what do you mean? Rishach asat amachayva. The answer is, it's not one. It's not 39. It's one punishment that you get hit 39 times. It's only one punishment. It's not shayim shayim. So if Eidim get kasher zomam lasis lachim, what he tried to do lachim was Malkus and Mammon. So he gets Kasher Zomam, which is Malkus and Mammon. So for me, of course you get both. It's all one big punishment. It's a very glass of Svara. What do you mean? It's not two Rishayis. You're getting Kasher Zomam. You're getting what you tried to do to him. What you tried to do to him was Malkus and Mammon. So we do to you Malkus and Mammon. It's not two punishments. It's one Kasher Zomam. If we would only do Malkus to you, it would be a hipaa punishment. It wouldn't be Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam is whatever you try to do, we do to you. Huh? You will, like the Shema Yigepa. So the Rebbe is saying what seems to be very, Dovra Mistava, that's all one Einish. The door one eye, she got both. So that's it's a double amistadity. Kiva Eger, just a cash on this from a Gemara, Sanhedrin Daftes. The Gemara Sanhedrin says a man brings agent that his wife was Mizana. What's it in? They say she's Mizana with Asrar. It's Misa. What Eidim, she gets Misa. Yeah. Now, in addition, is she going to get a Ksuba? Rizan's wife was Mizana. She's also not entitled to a Ksuba. Even if you were to die before Bezin gave her Misa, she wouldn't get a Ksuba. If a woman is Mizana Tachas Bayah, was not entitled to a Ksuba. So these two Aidim, what did they do? They said this woman was Mizana Tachas Baima. They really did two things. The Machayev on Nisa. And the Maestro, she's the Ulusak Su. Then, what? Then, the woman goes, goes as the father goes, and brings the Aidim that are Mazim, these Aidim that say she was Mizana. So the first pair of Aidim say she was Mizana. Try to Zakhaiva Misa and Musa Sur. Then the woman brings Aidim that are Mazim, the first pair. The second pair say about the first pair, how could you say you saw Bimazana on that day? You were with us somewhere. But the Gemara says that these Aidim Zainimim, Meharagim, Zain Misham. They get Misa. They try to give this woman Misa. Zain Mishamim, but they don't have to pay what they made on Musa Sur. Because it's Risha'ah, that's not the Mechaiva, the Yad Mechaiva, it's the Risha'ah. So they get killed, they don't get...
But she doesn't get the Ksuba anyway.
Well, there's a certain value to Ksuba because she might get it.
Ksuba's a good
one. Right, but it has a certain market value, right? Remember the markets we had that are working to sell, it has certain value. That value, they tried to be mastered.
I'm laid off.
So the Kiva Eger says that Gemara is a stira to Taisus. What did the Reed say? That if it, you, if you have two punishments because the Kasha Zaman is considered one big Einish, considered one big Einish, and that's why by Meitzi Shamra, the Reed holds that the Zaynimin gets Malkus and Mamin. So he asked the Gemara Sanhedrin. But this Zaynimin tried to be Mechayiv Nisa and Mamim. And yet, they only get one. Kasha Zama, we only give them Nisa, we don't give them Mamim. So this is Rebbe Kivega's Kasha. That's the Stira. There we see that in giving Kasha Zama, we only give one and not both. Because if you would give both, what should happen? They think should be chayav misa if they try to give misa. They should chayav mamim because they made a little ksuba. So the Kiveger answers that making someone lose a ksuba is not an einish. Not an einish. They try to give her misa. The fact that she loses a ksuba, the name is she loses a ksuba. If someone, what's a ksuba? It's a contract for the husband and the wife. That if certain things happen, he has to pay a ksuba. If she's mizani, he doesn't have to pay. It's not an einish. We don't punish her, she loses her ksuba. Not that we give her an einish. It's just that the main law, she loses her ksuba because that was their deal. The deal was that if she's mizani, he'll get a ksuba. It's not an einish that we should consider a kasha zama. This is what the Kiva Eger's answer. She tells them. She tells them, but that's not what the Kiva Eger is. Reb Chaim says that according to his Yisai, the Kivega's Kasha is answered the Kshit. Again, we're going to have Reb Kivega in Reb Chaim's Yisai. She had numerous times. You have to collect all of them. Reb Chaim, what was Reb Chaim's Yisai? The Malkus and Mamin is different than Misa and Mamin. What's the difference? Malkus and Mamin, why your potter? Why your potter? Because Risha Achas. At the Machai, then the Machai should stay Risha. It's bad for
them. Two here.
To stay, they can only give one. The Re is talking about Malkus and Mamim. It makes a lot of sense. But the king gives two punishments. But with the Malkus and Mamim, it's all one punishment of Kasha Zama. There's a quick giving. And Malkus and Mamim, the Re makes a lot of sense. And Nisa and Mamim, what's the story about this? If there's no Misa, you have to pay. If there is Misa, the Misa is such a punishment that it includes payment. Misa is a punishment which there is no Chiyav Mamim. Chiyav Mamim doesn't exist. Misa includes Tashlum. That's Reb Chaim.
The Rii was never talking about Nisa and Mamin. By Nisa and Mamin and Achinami, you just give, to do Kashasana, you give just Nisa, like the Gemara says in it's giving just Nisa, Nisa includes Mamin. So all you do is give Nisa, and that includes already everything. It's not that Bezdin can't be Machai's two punishments, and if it's all one punishment, they could. That's not the Torah there. The Torah is, the Nisa is Kaul Mamin. You kill somebody, so you can, there's not any money left, and you take away all the money. The Nisa includes Mamin. The Nisa includes Mamin, so then, by Nisa Mamin, then this Nisa cloud doesn't apply. It's a very beautiful. More places we can see that refrain fits, the happier it makes a person. See the refrain, you say that fits all over. What? Oh, go ahead. Okay, the Kibbeh goes on. And here it gets to the Kibbeh goes on, and this I'm specific how I should, you know, how many guys I'm going to confuse with this. So listen carefully. Okay, we're going to have here a hechatimsa that Aiden could be chayiv nisa malchus and mamon. All three, but she get all three. Yeah, people doing avera should get nisa malchus and mamon, and chayiv they get all three. Which one they get first? That's the question. So we're going to have now a hechatimsa. We should get nisa malchus and mamon. The hechatimsa. The Gemara says again. We'll continue the case. Listen again. The husband brought the first tier of Eidim that said what? Zimsa. First tier of Eidim tried to do Mechayiv what? Misa and Muzin Yitzuba. Okay. Now we're going now with the Kibbeh, now we're applying the territory. Kibbeh is the way of Kibbeh is. So the first tier of Eidim tried to find Misa and Mamun. The second tier of Eidim said the first ones are liars. So what did they try to do? The second pair of Eidim come. They say the first cart that the husband bought, the liar. What happened to the first cart? Misa. No. Also, you know what happened to the husband who brought these Eidim? He's a Moshe Shamra. So the husband is now going to be Chayav Malchus and Mamun. It's Moshe Shamra, it's Malchus and Mamun. So this second pair of Eidim, what did they accomplish? Nisa to the first cat of Aden, and Malchus and Mamun to the husband. True? Now, a third pair of Aden come, and they're mazim the first pair, the second pair. They're mazim the second pair. The second pair tried to do what? What was Kasha Zama? What did they try to do? They tried to give Nisa to the first pair. And Malchus and Mamun to the husband. So the Kiveger says, L'chayra now, the second pair, the should be chayiv, Nisa, Malchus and Mamun. All three. All Kasher Zama. It's all one Einish of Kasher Zama. What did they try to do? They tried to do, to give the first pair of Eidim, Nisa, and the husband, Malchus and Mamun. So they tried to do all three. In a case where the husband says, I don't know if my wife is a child, just the way to say that she's a child, you'd be right. The husband didn't do an obey that he didn't do that. The Gemara says, "Hey, be habal, Eidim Shizimsa." It means the husband is punished. That he's punished, not indirectly. When Eidim are mazim, they're saying she was a mazana. She was, well, they don't know if she was mazana, but they're saying that the Eidim that say she's mazana were with us. So I mean, it's not true. So at the same time that they're saying the first pair of Eidim are lying, they're saying the husband is also lying. In the Moshe Shemra. Bringing Eidim, and Eidim are false. It's not possible that what he's saying is true. Even if he says, I saw these examples, which could be, he did see her, but he could have seen her with these two Eidim, which they didn't want to have. So
The husband's being punished for what he did. Both of them say, I don't know if she was designed to stay in faith. You're right.
They don't really care about the comment that specify about
the
not really
what the
it's
not that type of. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
No, here is the actual payment. It's not that I made a contract. Let's show me the plan. Let's show me based on your cash.
Really, the contract is
let me just, did you understand the chav of this Gemara? If you made this asking, it's not true. You're not Machai, Marcus Nisimov. He made this asking, why not? I have here a case where, according to the read, should be the Chayav Nisa, Malchus, and Mamun. Because the third pair of Egem are Mazim the second, and the second tried to be Machayav, the one Kashazaman, Nisa, Malchus, and Mamun, all three together. Okay, that should be a hypocrisy, the Chayav, all three. That's the nice of the Kida Egem. And, I'll clear how to answer. Yeah, it's supposed to carry it. Okay, Uncle Panim, let's learn a little bit of Gemara. We're up to Amar Rabbi Loi. The Teirish rips the Teirah, Edom Zaynin and the Teshlomer. The Teirah says the Teirish that Edom Zaynin would have to pay. Hecha rips the Teirah. But Siva sees him like I don't want to say, well, Yad Viyad Lamali. Because the teacher Davar Hamitin he Yad Liyad by Niyoma. So what do we say? That logically a designer man should get Malchus and not Mammon. Logically, they, what did they do? They're even saying Eidah Shabbat. And the Machayim Mammon, Kashazama. Logically, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be Malchus and not Mammon. It comes to the Gezeres HaKratzer, it comes to Pasuk, Yad B'Yad, to tell you that we would prefer to give, what? We prefer to give Kashazamam of Mamim rather than the Laisan of Bereach Eid Sheker of Mamim. So, the Torah is Bechadish. It just breaks the rules. We have two cases that go against the rules. The rule is, Malchus to Mamim, you give Malchus. And we break the rule by saying that you give by Kashazamam, you do Kashazamam better than Mal. In Makis Adaf Beis, we had in the Mishnah a case of two Edim that come into Bezni. They say Pliny is a Ben Grusha Bechalutza. And then we find out that there's Eidim. What's the punishment? What? Malchus. Why don't we do Kasha Zaman to them? Yeah. Why not? Oh, in the Israel, we can't do it. Even if they're Kayanim. What? Remember the Pasuk? What? Loi, the Loi. Lazar. The Kasha system, Loi, the Loi, Lazar. He tried to make Pliny, Ben Grusha, Apollo, and his children, and his grandchildren, let's say, Kolodaitis. The Kasha Zaman would be that they ate them also, let's say they're Kayanim. They should be pesulim as the children and the grandchildren. But Kashazamam says, Vasitim Loi Kashazamam. He's going to Loi, but Loi Loi Zara, not to his children. So he can't do Kashazamam. So since he can't do Kashazamam, so you give him up. That's what says the so there's a Kasha there that the media asks that why don't they have to pay for being mafsid, they try to be mafsid the person truma. This kayin is eligible to collect truma. They came and they said he's a Ben Grusha Bechalutza, which means that he's not eligible to get truma. That's worth money. It's worth money to be able to take truma. You can't sell it, but it has a certain market value.
Because the truma doesn't have to go in at the kayin.
It's true, but there's a value to be able to eat truma. There's a certain value that has. People would sell it, or people would buy it. It's not sellable. It's worth something to be able to get truma. You're eligible to get something for free. has a value. So they tried to be mafsid him. That he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. He came out, he's a chalik into a vayda. But besides that, they tried to be mafsid him mamin. That he can't that he's ineligible for tshuva. Not only that, if he has wheat, he separates. Normally, he separates from wheat to himself. Now he's got to give it away. So why don't they have to pay the mamin? So the media answers that it's malchus and mamin. Mishum rishachas asa mechayva, the asa mechayva, mishum shtei rishachas. That lamaisa, they said ben grusha ben chalutza, which is a chi of malchus. Now you're asking, you should be chayav mamin too, out being master truma. He says no, that, no, that it worked that way. Mishum rishachas asa mechayva, the asa mechayva, mishum shtei rishachas. That's what the meaning is. Kasha is, let's try that. The Feirish rips the Torah, Eidim Zayin, and the Teshlumim. What's the meaning talking about? The meaning says that we give Eidim Ben Grusha Bar Chalutza, we give them Malchus. And we can't give them Malchus and Mam, because Rishachas, Lesh, Dei Rishais, talking about? The Feirish rips the Torah, Eidim Zayin, and the Malchus. Where Eidim Zayin and Teshlomim.
But
this is Kasha Zama.
The only time
they play
a
Roman
is when
they make more work. It's a big Kasha Zama. That's not because the Rishach is supposed to what you're saying is, if you can't do the whole Kasha Zanam, you don't do half the Kasha Zanam. You can't make him a follow, so you can't make him pay. That's what you're saying. You don't do half the Kasha Zanam. But that's not the only thing to Miri. Miri says, I'll come later after. Miri, you have to understand why your pay is not a good pay. It's not what you mean to pay. Miri says that you don't do both, because it's Kamei Drami. In this case, that's a Kamei Drami name. The Feresh is Teres Teshlim. Your Teres, we have to know. There's a pity suggesting a different Teres. But the reason you don't pay Truma is because it's not a full Kasha Zama. When you do Kasha Zama, you do the whole thing. He tried to make the Machal and was Truma. But do Kasha Zama, just with Truma, it's only half a Kasha Zama. Somebody says he said. The Kasha though was on the Mi'iri. The Mi'iri says the Kasan in Kamei Derabbi Minei. That's right. Okay, so it's a Kasha from this Gemara on the Mi'iri. It's a Shema. We'll get to the next moment. We'll come back to answer this Kasha. Let's see what the Gemara says. Title the Chaveri Nami, 3 lines of the Bible. Mech, Siv Kasha Asa Kenya Yasela, Kenya Nasim Bay Lama Li, Dabash Yesh Bay Nasino, my new mom. Good. Check the Gemara. So we had a Machlaik in Kula Rabbi Yechon. Uwe said Mamin, Yechon said Mamin. Rabbi Yechon the Baitam Allah Yama Kula. My son came to Tata, ever said Chais Kalei Sagala. So you will never get Malchus there. Never. You won't get Malchus there, ever said Chais Kalei Sagala. Take the Gemara, Chaveri Chaveri Nami, came to Tata Allah Yasin. If Chayvah B'chaveri is Mamis, you're not going to get Malchus. And Eidim Zayvim and Nami, and Kayvah B'chaveri, how you been a Kaiser Rasha? If you're going to Chayvah Eidim Zayvim and Mani, then you don't get Malchus, how you been a Kaiser Rasha? Now, what do you have to say? Eidim Zayvim and Eshem Lekiyum, Eidim Ben Grusha B'chalutza. Eidim Zayvim and Kibi Mekayim Wat, Eidim Ben Grusha B'chalutza. Mekayim Wat, Eidim Ben Grusha B'chalutza. How you been a Kaiser Rasha? If a kaim a din hazama of malchus of hazama of eidim zayin, I'll spin a chayser rush. If you go back to your notes on malchus, on the beza medal, we had a clear when ben grusha ben chalutza get malchus. What's the pshat? Is the pshat of ben grusha ben chalutza get malchus If they don't get kasher zaman, you can't do it. So maybe you give them malkis, doesn't do a kasher zaman. Of Lestana Berea Beit Shoker. Now they get malkis, there's a lot of saying Paul Sages. Normally, by kasher zaman, you don't get that, because you have to pay with kasher zaman. So Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza get malkis, that's Lestana Berea Beit Shoker. Or, the second way to learn was, that no, the Chiddush HaTorah is, that Zaymimin, their kasher zaman is malkis. That Eger Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza, their kasher zaman is malkis. So we have two ways, either it's a kasher zaman bikadin, it goes with the rules of kasher zaman, or it goes with the rules of the Bestad of Berea by each other. And it was Rishayim, it was places that, on Beis Amar Aleph, that we were toiling. L'chayra, this is a Beferish of Gemara. Gemara says Beferish, Eidim Zayrim and Efshel L'chayum, Eidim Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. Yidim L'chayim what? Boyim Ben Akai Sarasha, Eidim Zayrim. Okay, it's a Beferish of Gemara on that Sakira. So for tomorrow, we're going to go back to that Sakira and see if we have a Teret on this Gemara. Just finish the word. Chedach Averi Kukiyumei, Yigan Sheikol HaKoshay Mishaputa. You can kind of laugh by less than a pruta, facing that, you could humor by facing bigger. Right, so tomorrow's slugging up, why don't you ask if it doesn't hold like Ula? That will come back to tomorrow.